First, the Prime Minister has delivered an emotional apology to the 500,000 Australians who suffered abuse at the hands of their carers in institutions, orphanages and foster care. The formal apology recognises the deprivation, pain and exploitation experienced by 500,000 Australians sent into state care and thousands of child migrants from Britain and Malta. Kevin Rudd read the apology to hundreds of survivors who had gathered in the Great Hall at Parliament House. Then it was formally moved in the Federal Parliament. The opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull supported the motion, weeping as he described the appalling treatment suffered by many children. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Even before they heard the word they'd waited so long for, the tears started flowing. They came from all over the country, the pain etched on many of their faces.
We come together today to deal with an ugly chapter in our nation's history. And we come together today to offer our nation's apology. To say to you, the forgotten Australians, and those who were sent to our shores as children without their consent, that we are sorry. Sorry that as children you were taken from your families and placed in institutions where so often you were abused. Sorry for the physical suffering, the emotional starvation, and the cold absence of love, of tenderness, of care.
In the Great Hall of Parliament House, hundreds gathered to hear the word sorry. Among the sprigs of wattle and bottle brush for all those forgotten Australians and former child migrants, some also clutched photos of loved ones and letters they'd written to authorities as they searched for the families they'd lost.
We look back with shame that so many of you were left cold, hungry and alone, and with nowhere to hide and nobody, absolutely nobody, to whom to turn.
The Prime Minister acknowledged he couldn't give them back their childhood, prevent their suffering or erase the past, but wanted to celebrate their stubborn spirit of survival.
The truth is, this is an ugly story, and its ugliness must be told without fear or favour if we are to confront fully the demons of our past, and in so doing animate it once again the better angels of our human nature. I believe we do a disservice to those who have been the victims of abuse if in any way we seek to gloss things over, because the truth is, great evil has been done.
The opposition leader, Malcolm Turnbull, gave his wholehearted support.
One of those children was Pippa Corbett. She was 8. She told her story to the Senate inquiry. Pippa wrote, "We were put into Scarborough House in Wellington Street, Bondi. It was a hellhole. My brother, he was 2 months old, was put into a separate area away from us. I could only watch him from behind a glass window, lying in a cot. He was never held or picked up. I used to yell, 'Give me my brother,' constantly, and they belted me with a switch."
It's taken 3 Senate inquiries to get to this point. All recommended a formal apology. All were unanimous. The Prime Minister paid tribute to former Democrat Senator Andrew Murray, himself a child migrant, who, like many others, shed a tear.
Andrew Murray's work has simply been extraordinary.
Andrew Murray says it's been a day of mixed emotions for those who came to hear the apology.
Joyful, relieved, respectful, really excited, liberated in a funny way. What it means for them is being believed when they weren't, having their story understood when it wasn't, knowing they're part of many and not alone.
Obviously it was long overdue, but it felt very genuine, it felt very heartfelt. If you looked around the room, I mean, people were incredibly moved. They'd been waiting for this for a lifetime.
It's a beginning. Baby steps, but it's a beginning. That acknowledged it.
Marvellous, after all these years, finally come to life.
And I think it's good for people to get our stories out there and for people to understand what we did go through.
Very touching, very true to what happened. Very touching. It's meant a lot.
West Australian Liberal MP Steve Irons spent time in care. His brother, who he didn't know for 35 years, was at today's apology.
I'm proud to have you here today, Bobby, and it is special for me, and I'm pleased you could make it here today to see the apology to our fellow Australians. We can never make up for the loss of our brother Raymond and our sister Jennifer, who were both deceased. Both of them suffered in orphanages.
For many, it marks the end of a long battle for recognition, but others argue the need for compensation remains. The Commonwealth's already ruled that out. Andrew Murray prefers the word reparations.
The recommendation 6 of the Forgotten Australians report was for a national reparations fund, subscribed to by all governments and by churches, charities and agencies, obviously capped and limited. Frankly, you can never knock up enough money for the worst cases. I mean, you know, compensate somebody who was sodomised repeatedly for several years, you'd need, you know, the whole of the budget. So you can't do it. I just think it's one of those things you've got to keep arguing the case for.
And you haven't stopped arguing?
No. But I'm gentle about it. You're better off persuading than bashing.
For now, the Prime Minister's focused on the apology, wanting it to be a turning point in so many people's shattered lives, and a guarantee it's never allowed to happen again.
For Australian-born care leavers or homies or state wards or the foster kids, the Senate named you the Forgotten Australians. Today and from this day forward, it is my hope that you will be called the Remembered Australians.
The Prime Minister Kevin Rudd ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.